SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May peraan.
May peraan.
Para sa espesyal na edisyon ng May Peraan, nakausap natin ang isang kababayang sa kasamaang palad ay nabiktima ng inheritance scam. Ang siste, sasabihan kang tagapagmana ka ng pera mula sa isang yumaong kamag-anak. Umabot sa $150,000 ang nawala sa kanya na dahan-dahan niyang pinadala sa loob ng 17 transaksyon. Layo ng panayam na ito na ipaalam ang ganitong scam sa ating mga kababayan at magsilbing babala para maging maingat, partikular ang mga senior citizens na palagi ang target ng scam. Ito ang kwento ni Renato Kalalang, 60 taong gulang mula sa Melbourne.
Email sa akin, sa email, sabi niya si Steve Golds, manager siya daw ng bank sa Manila pero based sa Holland. So I might be entitled to inheritance from my supposed to be relative based in Europe. And according to him, I was entitled to inherit 3.8 million euro. And he asked me for my details. First, I was thought this is just a scam because I was aware of so many scams. I almost scammed a few times before with so many scams. But anyway, I opened the email for this. His demand, I to have my details. And I gave my details. And after a few days, he emailed me back and he said I was the sole inheritance of my supposed to be relative. And then a few more emails. At first, he never demanded any money. And few emails, and he asked me to open an account with bank in the Philippines. The bank manager, we checked, that name seems to be legitimate. Maybe he just used that name to make it look like it's legitimate. But anyway, I was skeptical to open an account, send money. I demanded to see them or talk to them, but never happened. But anyway, I went and go ahead transferring, opening an account with bank for 1,000 euro with equivalent to 1,000, if I'm not mistaken, 1,500 to 1,700 Australian dollars. And from there, I was promised to that the money will be transferred as soon as I open an account with them, but they never have. And then they demanded more money. As I said to my partner, maybe this is just a scam. His name is Tim Gold. I think he's the mastermind of it all. He's very manipulative. It seems like I was hypnotized without seeing him. So I oblige.
Paano niyo po nalaman na mukha kayong hinihypnotize?
Hindi ko maano eh. Kahit na alam ko na something wrong na every time na mag-send ako ng transfer, hindi ko mapigilan yung sarili ko. Kung ginugel ko yung inheritance scam, may lumabas nga doon na yung scammer will demand non-stop. That happened. I mean, I can't stop myself. Yung mga words of it's very, makes me believe. I even asked and demanded to see him. I managed to talk to him. He seems to be a nice guy, soft-spoken. He's very reassuring that the whole thing is legitimate.
Ano po yung mga buzzwords na ginagamit niya para talaga makampante kayo?
He will come here in Australia once the yung inheritance to meet me. Tapos may mga words of encouragement na at one point talaga gusto na mag-give up. Sabi ko nga sa partner ko, they just cut our losses and stop. But for some reason, Steve Golds keep on email with reassuring words.
paano nyo po na-realize na tama na? Tama na to at yes, na-scam ako at kailangan ko nang mag-move on.
Sad part is, nung wala na talaga akong maibibigay and he even demanded for more money. That's the time pumunta na ako sa bangko. Dahil wala na talaga, naubos na. Pumunta ako sa bangko. So, re-report ko. Tapos, after almost 2 months of investigation, they confirmed that I was scammed. But unfortunately, they couldn't recover my money. Even using the same bank like I have, Commonwealth Bank, he uses a few, maybe his accomplice or maybe a false name or what. He managed to open an account here. So after 17 transactions, wala na talaga. We're struggling at the moment, but we file a formal complaint against the bank. Yung banko nga, biniblame nilang fault ko daw. Oh, okay, fault ko. Pero they have a duty of care to look after their customer. Yes. I was with them for almost 40 years. Very loyal customer. And to be treated like a number, you know, it's disappointing. So we are waiting for the funds from the bank. Pag wala pa rin, I will go to APCA. One Filipino, he lives in Sydney. He's an accountant. He advised me to file a formal complaint through APCA. And he said he's got one client of his who got scammed. She lost $100,000 and she got all that back with different bank. I'm still hopeful that I could recover. I lost money. It's hard. Just managed to. I'm nearing my retirement age. I'm 60 already. So this unfortunate things happen. It's hard. But I'm still hopeful.
So ngayon, sir, paano po pang-araw-araw ninyo?
Ano ako, nagdadasal. Nagsisimba. Siguro yung family ko. Pero naglalaro ko ng badminton every Monday and Saturday to keep me yung focus ng para mawala yung ayun. Nung una, mahirap. Pero may time na umabalik eh. Hindi naman maaalis na hindi yun dahil kumbaga wala pa rin solusyon do sa Pero I know in God he will Hindi naman niya kami binabayaan. Tayo ng mga Pilipino, survivor tayo, di ba? Kahit na laban pa din.
Ano po ang mga natutunan ninyo sa nangyari sa inyo?
Siguro, huwag basta-basta magtitiwala sa hindi mo naman kakilala. Lalo pat yung magdi-demand ng this time, parang let my guard down ba? Pagka yung unsuspecting email na meron na kayong don't open it. Don't open the email. Don't entertain. Make yourself busy. Do something. Play sport or whatever to keep the focus away from the problem you're dealing with. Kailangan lang maging vigilant kayo sa mga all kinds of scam. Ang dami talagang scam. Binibiktima yung mga Vicente. Especially yung mga seniors, mga mag-iingat kayo. Siguro buksan yung email nyo na kung meron na kayong don't do it. It sounded too good to be true, then don't go ahead. Hindi na lang sigurong maiano kong advice. Ingat lang. Palaging lang vigilant sa mga old forms of scam.
Yan ang kwento ni Renato Kalalang. Abot-abot ang pasasalamat ng SBS Filipino sa kanyang tiwala sa paglalahad ng kanyang karanasan matapos ma-scam. Para sa ating mga kababayan, huwag magpadalos-dalo sa pagtitiwala online. At sakaling duda ka sa transaksyon, i-report ito sa scamwatch.gov.au. Mapapakinggan ang podcast na ito sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino.
May Peraan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.
Eh.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.